It is a fact. Most home burglaries start with a ring of your doorbell to make sure you're not home. Alarm systems tell you after someone breaks in, but Ring Video Doorbell can prevent a burglary before it happens. Ring lets you see and speak with whoever's at your home from anywhere using your smartphone. With Ring, you're always home. Ring takes just 5 minutes to install, and for under $200, it's the easiest, most cost-effective way to protect and monitor your home. Go to ring.com/WSJ for free expedited FedEx shipping. That's Ring. ring.com/WSJ.
Just how smart are smartphones becoming? Well, soon they could recognize your face. Details coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Google is working with Silicon Valley to let mobile devices not only take pictures and video, but also recognize the objects pictured. This new initiative, which utilizes deep learning technology, could prove to be a game changer. And let's get right down to the details with tech reporter for the Wall Street Journal based in San Francisco, Don Clark. Welcome, Don.
Hello.
So a new technology we're hearing more and more about is deep learning. How is Google planning to bring this tech to smartphones?
Well, we're not exactly sure of their rollout plans, but we know the sort of direction they want to go in. Right now, a lot of this deep learning stuff requires heavy-duty computing on the servers in their data center. So, for example, they have a service called Google Photos where you upload your photos and they do a bunch of analysis on them, and then you can do kind of searches through them to do things like, you know, find faces or search by subject line. You know, here's a woman, here's a bird, you know, and it will
right.
search through the photos and find those things, which is a pretty good trick. But they want to get this on the device itself so that that there isn't so much lag time to make the kind of query, and you don't have to have stored the information in advance, so you could kind of do real-time kinds of analyses on your smartphone.
Okay. So the game changer here seems to be the built-in image recognition. What kinds of things would this potentially allow for?
Well, for example, one of the dreams people have had is to sort of point your camera at all the signs when you're in a foreign country and just sort of have them translated into English, or say point your camera on your phone at a menu, say, in a foreign country and have it translated. So that's one kind of application. A lot of the things are going to be, you know, visualizing or identifying objects in the real world. So you can imagine a blind person, for instance, you know, they don't know what's in front of them, but they might be able to point their camera at it and have it say, oh, that's a tree, or that's a, you know, you're in front of a store, or something like that. Those are kind of, you know, among the sort of kind of long-range implications.
And I understand Google is working with a particular Silicon Valley chip designer to implement this. Can you talk a little bit about the company and what they're about?
Yeah, it's called Movidius, and it was a company that emerged out of Ireland originally, but it's based in Silicon Valley now. And it's been developing special image processing chips that are designed for image analysis and can do with very low power. That's a key factor in smartphones because the battery life is a key consideration. So mm-hmm. you want something that can do a lot of this thinking about images, but do it very quickly and don't take much battery life.
I see. Had they worked with Google previously?
Yes, they have been working with Google on this thing called Project Tango, which is kind of an idea of mapping indoor spaces. Right now, we have Google Maps that maps where you are when you're outside in the world. But if you're in, say, at a big shopping mall, wouldn't it be great to have something that would just literally, like, put footprints on the ground and show you where that store is you want
right.
to be in, or that kind of thing? So Movidius has been working on, you know, providing chips that help map distances between objects, how large they are, and so you can kind of find your way around indoors.
Interesting. So is Google, I should say, ahead of the game with this? Is there any indication on where Apple or Samsung might stand in terms of this type of technology?
I think the key people you want to watch out for are Google, Microsoft, Facebook, and those are probably the key people who have the money to start, you know, just basically do a lot of work, and Apple also, to have, you know, basically do a lot of work and hire the engineers to do this kind of work. And I think they all have certain areas where they are ahead, but Google is particularly, you know, their whole mission is to analyze the world's information and make it more available to you. And I think they have a particularly heavy-duty effort in deep learning.
Very good. Don Clark, thanks again for the time.
Very good. Thank you.
That's it for the Tech News Briefing. Remember, you can check out all of our podcasts online at wsj.com/podcasts. We're also on iTunes, so look for us there. And stay up to date with the very latest by following us on Twitter at wsjpodcasts. For the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.